Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Off the Top, as always, brought to you by JP Roofing and Siding. Fan Twitter comes to you via South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. You can communicate with our dear friend City Limits on the Edgar Snyder & Associates text line, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Mark Cabali calls in to defend his honor from Chicago or wherever he was. He called in
near South Bend.
Was he?
Yeah, that's what he said.
Oh, he was driving?
I think so.
Wow. The fan hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, providing trusted plumbing and HVAC service for over 50 years. Let's just hit the phone lines limits. And I want to be clear on my position here. This was a Mike Tomlin loss for many, many, many reasons. His $170 million defense is such a profound disappointment. The offensive scheme is horrible. He hired the offensive coordinator. I mean, there were some nice drives yesterday. Don't get me wrong, but the overall philosophy seemingly don't make a turnover or try not to under any circumstances and don't risk anything over the middle of the field or down the field if you can help it. It's just not, to me, winning football in 2025. And even the special team stunk. But the big story is that Aaron Rodgers seemingly could have played and didn't. And what do we make of that? What do we make of Rudolph? You can't go wrong with the quarterbacks. Here we go. Rob.
All right, here's Rob and Wes Smith want to start us off.
Good morning, fellas. This is heartbreaking, man, because it's the same old thing every week, man. It's like you can't stop nobody. You can't, situational football, man. The last drive of the game, it's 3rd and 8. You do a two-yard quick slant. I mean, what does that do? Like, I know they probably dumbed the playbook down for Mason, but still, though, when he had opportunities, he still didn't make the best of them. Roman Wilson was wide open. He could have caught that and probably walked in the end zone. Like, I'm not blaming it all on Mason. And this Artie Smith guy, man. Like, how come you can't scheme up to Jonnu Smith, man? All three of their starting linebackers were out. You can't scheme nothing up for these guys. A quick slant across the middle, like nothing?
No, you're preaching to me here, Rob. I thought the same thing. And Chris and I talked about that for a lot of our post-game show, just how that seems to be vacated, and it's such a big area. You're also limiting your own field of opportunity when it comes to sideline routes. That's you only have so much room to play with there.
Hokie seemed to say on your post-game, Bob, Hokie basically intimated.
One more thing for your hang up, fellas. After you, Bob, I'm sorry.
I just wanted to say Chris Hoke said on the post-game show, Rob, that Tomlin's paranoid. Their offense is paranoid to go over the middle because they're afraid of turnovers there. They think it's more risky, which is unbelievable to me. But go ahead.
It's part of the game.
Yeah.
That's why it's a stat. It's part of the game. If he's scared of turnovers, he needs to just resign right now.
But they also, they actually won the turnover. They won the turnover battle yesterday.
Bob, I think the next time they make a turnover, they should just walk off the field and go in.
Yeah, one more thing, fellas, real quick. what is going on with this Jaylen Warren not being on the field? Like, most of the – he needs to be out there. Like, he breaks more tackles than anybody on the team besides Big Man Washington. I don't know what's going
Neither
on,
Neither one
man.
Of them was on the field for the last drive when all they needed really at the end was 5 yards and maybe not even that. I appreciate the call, Rob. Bob, are you with me that they should have sprinted out the field goal team on fourth down and tried to rather than watching another Mason miniature pass, they should have tried a 64-yarder?
Yes, because of the time left, no timeouts. Take what you can get and hope. And it's, you know, it's here's if you had to do probabilities on what is more likely to happen, the Steelers move another 10 to 15 yards, or with you have a guy who's already made a 67-yard field goal, can he make, or no, 60. Can he make 64? The one that was 60 could have gone 72.
Exactly.
So if it comes right down to that, and you know you have him, he's got the leg to do it, and at least that gives you another opportunity in overtime to try to win. And if you don't win, so be it. You went down with one of your best players at best of what he does.
I couldn't agree more. I mean, the one he made from 60 would have been good from 70, and there was plenty of time. There was 27 seconds when Metcalf was tackled on the third down play. Yet, you look at the shot, the television shot, and nobody's even clamoring on the side. Like, there's no rustling on the sidelines. Like, it wasn't even a thought that they would kick a field goal with their 60-yard field goal kicker. Something's just very, very odd.
Yeah, and that play that Rudolph threw on fourth down, that was going to be picked off by the same guy who had the interception early in the game because he was there waiting to make that play. And even you threw it to DK, he was so well covered that it wasn't going to work anyway.
Another bad play by Mason.
But again, to the sideline, I understand there's no timeouts, but the whole theme was sideline throws or underneath throws.
Right.
And if you don't get the yak yards, and the Chicago Bears are pretty good at wrapping up tackles yesterday, if that's part of your game plan to get yards after catch, well, the best place to do that is over the middle of the field.
Agreed. I mean, at least have to show it, you know? Listen to the Pomp and Joe Show every Wednesday to hear about Starkey's Card of the Week. Win the Baseball Card Castle in Cranberry every Wednesday, Friday through Friday at noon. Contest run on the 93.7thefan.com contesting page. 50-minute mark on the fan brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Route 19 Peters Township. Who's next, Limits?
Here's our guy Paul in Washington to chime in.
Hello, Paul.
Hello, Giuseppe. Hello, Roberto.
See, hello, Paulino. Mangia, mangia.
I don't know where to start, Bob. I don't know where to start, Joe. I mean, where do you want to start with this disaster that is Mike Tomlin and Art Rooney running this team? Because they're running it right off the train tracks. Why wasn't Boswell out there to kick the field goal? Oh, we don't live in our fears. And Mike Tomlin. It's called a passing attempt, not play pass. The totality is called the team. The collective is called the team. I'm tired of hearing your BS. You're not smarter than everybody else. And the thing that really got me mad, you walk over there and shake everybody's hand like it's no big daggone deal. You just got your butt handed to you. You're a horrible coach. You should be fired. And you know what? I don't think anybody's going to be reaching out to hire him right away either, because I think he's overrated, and we all know why he's still the coach, because the owner doesn't.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Black Friday? More like Black Fry-yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Well, that was a hot rant.
I didn't hear the last part, but thank you. One thing I won't blame him for yesterday is shaking people's hands after the game, Bob. I mean, everybody does that, right?
Good game, good game, good game, I mean, good game.
You know, the thing about breaking these games down is you could find a lot of different topical points there throughout the course of this game when they're all involved in one-score games. But I also will say this, that, you know, generally speaking, I am a if you're going to make decisions and changes and what you're going to do has to take place, not in season necessarily, but after. They're still 6-5. They're, you know, who knows how this plays out. We've gone back and forth, Joe. I know when the Colts game came to town, I didn't think they were going to win that game, and
right.
They did. So who knows? And the Bills, as you have predicted, are falling apart, it seems. They can't,
yes.
They can't do a lot of good. This is a huge game this week. And it would not surprise me if the Steelers pull one of their really good home games and win a game. Would it surprise me if they lose? No, because I've seen enough to make me think that they can't sustain this sort of approach to these games. You have to look at whatever your opponent is vulnerable at, attack it every time. And they didn't do that well enough yesterday, in my opinion. So,
well,
to me,
I think the point is they're headed to the same spot they're always headed. They'll tease us.
Right.
I'm confident they're going to beat Buffalo this weekend. Buffalo stinks. They've gone on the road and gotten blown out by Atlanta and Miami in recent memory.
And they lost to Tua, and they lost to Penix, and they had one other loss to a backup quarterback in there too, which means, you know, they're not taking advantage of those opportunities. Houston's defense laid out a good game plan if you're trying to get to Josh Allen. They sacked him 8 times. They hit him 7 more times. If you're going to stop them, you have to stop him because, Joe, as we've seen in the previous games, he himself accounted for all 6 scores in a win. He single-handedly can beat you.
Sure he can, but the fact that it's a 4.5-point spread blows my mind because the Bills are not a very good football team this season.
Well, that's reflective of what the Steelers are doing too then.
Yeah, you know? Absolutely. But at least the Steelers don't get blown out all the time. The Bills, have been blown out by Miami and Atlanta and just absolutely destroyed by Houston up front offensively. I'm shocked at that point spread, actually, because they're just not a good football team. And this is what the Steelers do. This is what they do. They're going to have a couple more resounding wins before the year's out. They'll probably go 9-8. They may sneak into the playoff. This is what they do. Listen.
By the way, can we not have donuts outside here?
Just I know.
Because.
God, I want one of those pumpkin donuts.
And I admire your willpower, but I will say this.
I wish everybody would eat them.
I don't know about you. I don't search for donuts. I don't search for ice cream.
They're here.
It becomes a mind game that I often lose.
What kind did you have, Bob?
I had a chocolate glaze, but here's the thing.
Well, that's what I had too, Bob.
I went past it 3 different times. I ignored it. The second time, I actually swore at the box. I said, it ain't going to get me.
And then the third time.
There was a half in there, so I took the half. And that makes me feel somewhat good about my decision.
I think that's good. Half is better than a whole.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.